I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey hustlers, we know that this 2024, the entrepreneurial journey is filled with challenges. An often overlooked aspect is the time-consuming task of processing payroll and managing government requirements. And did you know that the average admin spends a whopping 50 hours per month dealing with just government compliance? That's time you could be spending on growing your business, or let's be honest, taking a well-deserved break. But fear not, we got a game changer for you, introducing Sprout Solutions and their tailored solutions for MSMEs called the Payroll Starter. With Sprout Solutions Payroll Starter, you can finally reclaim your time and get your life back on track. Say goodbye to the stress of remembering tax dates or worrying about missed payroll runs. This bundle is designed to make your life easier and your business more efficient. And here's the best part. The cost starts just at 5,000 pesos per month for businesses with up to 10 employees. Yep, you heard that right. That's just 5,000 pesos per month. So why spend another minute drowning in payroll paperwork when Sprout can revolutionize the way you manage your payroll and government requirements? Take the first step towards a more efficient business today. Visit sprout.ph/payrollstartermonthly5k. If you missed that, don't worry. We have it in the description box of this episode. So click that too. And again, big shout out to Sprout Solutions because your time is too valuable to be spent on paperwork. Reclaim it with their Payroll Starter. Now let's begin this episode.
The Hustle Share podcast is brought to you by PDAX. PDAX is a homegrown cryptocurrency exchange that offers the best rates among local cryptocurrency exchanges. Download the PDAX app now on the Google Play Store, App Store, or Huawei App Gallery. Start trading Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies for as low as 50 pesos by signing up on podlink.co/hustleshare PDAX. Also powered by PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now at podmachine.com and use the code HustleShare to get one free edit.
Pursue your dream. You have to see clearly your dream, okay, your plans, and you have to believe in yourself.
Welcome to HustleShare, the podcast that features the daily grinds of unique hustlers around the world to show not our differences, but that our hustles are very much alike. Now here is your host, Ronster Baitiong.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Share Podcast. I'm so excited again because for the first time in a very long time, we're talking to an OG business person that is now outside of the startup bubble that we have been limiting. Just a few years ago, again, just if you look back at our best episodes, it's always the moguls. It's always the ones that really built businesses from the ground up that have scaled, that have been our best episodes here. So just to name a few, Joe Mag, Ernest Koo, just check it out. There's a bunch of them. Just we have 3 years worth of content we can talk about. But today, it's another one of those episodes because we're going to have the founder of Tokyo Tempura, Mr. George Winicky. George, oh my God.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, good evening, and thank you so much for having me in this show today.
Thank you for being here. And again, big shout out first to the people that made this happen, to our beloved sponsors, PLDT Homebase, that made us connect. Because if not, I'd just be eating your tempura. I'm a big fan, by the way.
Thank you so much.
But I've never had a chance talking to you, and they're the ones that bridge this together. But before I get carried away, George, I need to ask you the million-dollar question. George, what's your hustle?
Well, I'm into food business and franchising. I'm one of the founders of Potato Corner way back in 1992. And in 2012, after selling my share, I created one, which is Tokyo Tempura, located in all your favorite malls in Metro Manila, or not Metro Manila, the whole Philippines.
Yes, again, affordable and great tempura is a product and the legacy of Mr. George Finicky. But before I get carried away as well, again, this is going to be an amazing story, I already know. But you don't know, we are very high tech here because I need you to buckle up. So we're going to have to go all the way back and find your origin story because we're going to have to ride the Hustle Share time machine. Sorry, I wasn't going full speed because gas is 100 pesos per liter. this is a petrol time machine. I wasn't able to get the electric one yet. All right, so George, again, very, very honored to have you on the show. And, you know, businessmen like you who really built multiple businesses and done success, we all know that that doesn't happen if you didn't have great influences growing up. Do you recall what's your first few hustles and who were your biggest influence doing business while you were still a kid?
Okay, that was a nice question and a very hard question to answer, actually. Mm-hmm. Ron, okay. During the early days of my life, there was already signs. There was already signs of me being an entrepreneur in the future. Mm-hmm. You know? Started selling gagamba, you know,
school,
you know, started selling kalapate, mm-hmm. and then at the same time, also the text. I don't know if you still remember the text.
I am 34, so well and well aware of how that pectus
needs to the pectus, the mm-hmm. that part, you know. Well, it all boils down to the need. There was a need. There was a dream, okay? And then, I remember why I did sell the gagamba, because I wanted to purchase something nice, an expensive toy during that time. I called it the Voltes 5 robot.
Of course.
You still remember the Voltes 5 robot?
Yes, let's bolt in. There you go.
But Ron, I tell you, I drool, okay, with my kapitbahay every time I see them play with their Voltes 5, because I cannot, my parents cannot afford to buy the Voltes 5 for me. Talagang ingit na ingit ako. So what I did was I sold everything. I normally look for things to sell to earn money to buy that toy that I wanted. That's why I always tell my class the driving force to success is really pain. Okay, really, it's the driving force of everything, pain. What is the natural reaction of a person experiencing psychological pain? Okay, you know, normally we look for things, we look for remedies, we look for a resolution to get out of that pain. So those are little pains, those are petty pains, you know, as a kid. You know, you wanted a nice toy, but you cannot get it. So you have to look for ways to get what you want. And I think that was the foundation of me being an entrepreneur. I also believe the entrepreneur, acquiring entrepreneurship in your system is really through the blood. Okay? Through the blood. Yung iba kasi dyan, instant entrepreneur lang because nag-ride on. No? Nag-ride on, nag-invest. But they cannot create the first concept to another concept as a victory. So trophies yan, mga trophies. So that is my early days. As I grew up, you know, become mature, the petty things became not anymore a petty. I remember I went through all the projects or all businesses that failed before Potato Corner. When I got married at an early age, you know, hirap ng buhay, you know, people are telling me, ang ahaga mo ng pakasal, it's not good, people are telling my family, you know, masasakit na salita, di ba? Mga painful words na nagdagdag ka pa ng nagdagdag ka pa ng tao sa bahay ninyo, hindi ka ba nahihiya, hindi ka ba nahihiya sa tatay mo, etc. Those things. So, you know, I just told myself that just you wait and see. One of these days, I'm gonna create something. So that was the ignition. That was the ignition for me to really think of a business. Okay, so it was 1992. I was so frustrated. I was working for an ad agency at that time.
Oh, you were corporate.
I was corporate. Okay. So I used to work with McCann Erickson.
Oh, wow.
And Lintas Low. During that time, it was just 3,500.
Oh my God.
How much milk, diaper at the time.
Can't even buy a good tempura with that too. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so challenging. And it was really tough at that time. But, you know, instead of, you know, crying, instead of, you know, magalit sa buso, you know, I told myself, I'm going to create some projects. I'm going to create a business that will give me financial stability for my family.
Yes.
So it was a Holy Week, Ron.
Okay.
I just came from a shooting, and I met this guy. This model guy of close-up commercial at that time.
Okay.
When I saw him, he was driving a light Ace.
Okay.
Light Ace with a nice mug, with a gooseneck CD player.
Oh.
Okay. At that time, kasi palaka gooseneck ka at saka naka CD player sa kotse mo, mayaman ka, di ba?
Social.
Social, di ba? And he went to me. He got this big plancha. I thought it was a plancha, but it was a cell phone. It was a cell phone.
What?
Okay. Yes, it was the first time I saw a cell phone with this guy. You know, PLDT yun, ah? PLTEL. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Shout out.
I was looking at him. I was so curious. Curious ako. I had to ask him, so what do you do aside from modeling? And he told me, I have a cart business, which is a flavored popcorn. Oh, wow, really? So tell me about that flavored popcorn. Pare, dinidelay ko yung shooting just to get an information in this guy. And then, I'm just so lucky that he's very, very generous in sharing his stories.
Wow.
Okay. Mind you, Ron, during that time, in the early 80s, okay, during the 80s and the early 90s, it is taboo to tell and to share your success. Okay?
Yep. Because everybody's close to the chest.
Great secret yan, but mas share. So he was so generous to tell me that I am earning 90,000 net a month.
In the 90s, that's a fortune.
Well, I mean, that's really big. I mean, really? 90,000 net a month? So I was really shocked and curious.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, if he can do it, I can do it too.
Yes.
So again, I asked him the second question. So you told me 90,000 a month. So wala na ba dyan yung schooling, groceries, kuryente, and everything, and the utilities, all you need in the house? And he answered me, yes. Oh my God, you mean 90,000 is your surplus?
Profit? Yep.
Yeah, surplus na yun. Wala na dun yung rent ng house, pagkain ng house, and everything. If I'm going to compare it with my salary at that time, the surplus of my salary is 500 pesos every 15th of the month.
Oh my God. You're going to have to live off of that.
So 500 pesos. Oh my God. I have to budget 500 pesos for 15 days. And this guy has 90,000 pesos. So my God, anong gagawin ko? So he told me about the business. The whole time during that shooting day, my mind was not in my work. It was in his story. So I went home. pack my things because we're going to Batangas for the Holy Week break. No? So I was asking my wife, we need to create a concept, a business concept that will duplicate his story. So I was in Batangas doing things in a toilet paper. I was writing down the concept paper in the toilet paper in Batangas. So all of a sudden, prior to going to Batangas, a week prior to meeting that guy, I brought my family to Coney Island. Okay? There was a Coney Island in the Philippines.
Yeah, not in New York.
In the 80s and 90s, there was a Coney Island. And they were selling French fries. And I saw there was a cheese powder that you can put it in your French fries. So it gave me the idea of creating potato corner. So I told my wife, why don't we put up a business, bring potato corner in a cart, like the popcorn, put some flavoring on it, you know, you have sour cream, cheese, and barbecue. And then after the whole time I was in Batangas, Holy Thursday, Holy Friday, Holy Saturday, when it time for me to go back home, I called up my late partner, Danny Bermeo. Dan, okay, I'll go to your house. Happy Easter. I have a great business proposition. Let's do this.
Got it.
Dan told me, partner, sige game, because I don't like my life also now. So both of us got married at an early age.
Mm.
So I went to his house. This is the story. This is the concept. And he said to me, pare, let's do it. So as we conceptualize working on this, we're talking to people, you know, we end up thinking, how do we fry French fries? That was the biggest question that we had. Me and Danny Bermeo.
Nice.
And I told Danny, you know, we need to look for friends who can teach us the right temperature and the right cooking method for French fries.
It's the Danny, friend that you're talking to or talking about is the one that we've had here before or a different friend?
Well, not yet. Hindi pa siya dumarating.
Okay.
And I told him, why don't we invite the person who has this flavored popcorn business?
Okay.
So we invited Ricky for a coffee and proposed to him the concept and asked him to be a partner.
Wow.
Oh, kumbaga, I was one. Then we were two, then we are now three.
Okay.
So he was giving us some inputs. He was there ahead of us. He knows how to apply, he knows how to operate, etc. So I have the concept. Danny Bermejo has the determination and the perseverance.
Yep.
So Ricky Montelibano has the experience how to run a kiosk business.
Yep.
So we were meeting every Friday. The reason why we meet every Friday, because all of us is still employed.
Right. Side hustle. Friday
night is potato corner conceptualization night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, Ricky brought his flavoring to test the French fries. Again, we end up again with a technical problem. How do we cook perfect French fries?
Yep.
So Ricky suggested, I have a brother-in-law. Oh, okay. That works for Wendy's.
Yep.
Why don't we invite him for a meeting just to explore? Maybe we can get him as a consultant.
Mm.
So we met in Paco in Ricky's house. It was a beautiful night. We have beers, barbecue. We brought in our wives together, and then it was a very productive meeting. And then Ricky told me, "Oh, do you want him to to be invited in to the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny Bermejo talked to me. Okay, sabi niya, George, I want to talk to you. Labas ka. So lumabas kami. So Dan said, would you like him to be the fourth man of this project? Sabi ko, pwede. Sabi ko, pwede. Anyway, the four of us have the same pain that we're feeling now. Okay, we got married at an early age.
Right.
A good start. We don't have financial stability. And the dream is to provide house, food, education, okay, for the family. So let's invite him. Okay na yan. Sabi niya, sabi ni Dan, sure ka? I'm sure now. I'm sure about it. Let's invite him. So we went back. Sabi niya, oh, sige, why don't you be partners with us?
Okay.
And he said, oh, yes, sige, thank you for trusting me. So he became partner. So every Friday we still continue the meetings. So it was already a complete formula, a concept, okay, the creativity, the imagination of George Winicky, the perseverance, the determination of Danny Bermejo, the experience and money of Ricky Montelibano, because mahiram sa ng pera initially, and of course the technical expertise of Magsaysay. Of Joe
Magsaysay.
Wow. So it
was Rushmore type of vibe there. These are like superstar four horsemen.
So game. We were doing our assignments. We were focused already in growing it. Of course, I don't want to discredit the people who helped Potato Corner really grow or jumpstart. First of all, is my late grandfather, my late father-in-law.
Wow.
No, he was really instrumental. Two things he did for Potato Corner. Okay. Number one, he got us a supplier of French fries from the U.S.
Of course, yes.
Okay. Because my father-in-law is working for Central Bank. He's the director for import-export. Okay. I import-export that. So all the importer of imported French fries dumadaan sa kanya. Remember, Ron, during that time also, you will not see frozen French fries in the grocery or divisoria.
Oh, yeah.
No, at that time.
To manually do it.
Oh, yeah. To manually do it. You cannot use the local potato.
They're too small.
They're too small and they have water. Kaya nagsasagi yan. Yes. 90% water, 10% vegetable. When you fry it, it absorbs the mantika, the oil, and then after a few minutes, nagsasagi yan. So you cannot. It's impossible to use local potatoes. And then the other one is we were able to create the whole concept already, the prototype store location. We were disapproved in SM.
Oh no,
really. It was really heartbreaking news. We love your concept, but frying is not allowed in the mall. Oh my God, we were all disappointed. Parang end of the world na namin. After 6 months, you know, making this concept into reality, we end up with a disapproval of our concept in the mall.
Yeah.
So I talked to my father. My father wrote Desi Cosson, the late Henry P., a letter. And after 2 days, SM called us, gave us the first site in Mega Mall.
Mega.
In front of the entrance of the department store. Okay. Building B.
Yes.
Building B. Okay. October 15th. Okay. 1992. It was the birthday of my father. We ate dinner first. Danny and I ate dinner first in the house. And after that, we all went to Mega Mall for the setups in the evening.
Wow.
We all went home at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
We woke up early because we were so excited. We were all there in Mega Mall. The whole barangay was there, you know. And people started buying the product. People started lining up for the product. And before the operation, I was jokingly asked my partner, oh, pustahan tayo, how much is the sales for the day? One said 2,000. One said 1,500. One said 5,000. And guess how much the purse is?
10K?
No. 20.
What? Oh my God!
So I, that was a beautiful story.
And amazing.
Of course, Potato Corner is our master's degree
right.
in business.
Yep, so I agree.
Again, during that time, there was no institution offering entrepreneurship program or even school.
Yeah.
Later on na lang yung mga aim na yan. Okay. Of course, along the way, you'll have different challenges. Sourcing out, operation, encourage,
right.
Interrelationship, you know, disagreement with the idea as you grow. So, went from one store, it went to 100 plus stores.
Yep. Yep.
And that's the story of Potato Corner, brothers and sisters.
That is the gospel. But before we take our first break, a couple of things that I really want to find out. Because a lot of startup entrepreneurs or a lot of entrepreneurs really start with the same pain you talked about, George, which is I have this pain. And majority, especially if you're given this much financial responsibility at a young age, whether you're the breadwinner or you have a young family that you have to support and being corporate isn't enough. A lot of people dabble into that idea like, hey, can I do this as a side hustle? Do I do a racket and have a stable income? And then eventually they'll be at that precipice or that cusp to decide, do I go all in? Or do I go, you know, stay here and just do the racket business? But for you, you obviously took the route of going into business full on. No, though you did this as a side hustle, what was the trigger point? Because a lot of young fathers, young mothers now are probably in the same situation, and they're listening to this episode. And it's going to be important to know what factors led you to really go all in. Because I understand that as a breadwinner, and if you really need to feed the family, you cannot have a down month or a down quincenas because people are going to go really, really hungry, especially if there's mouth to feed.
Well, Ron, the trigger point really is that you cannot afford to support your family.
Mm.
It hurts you to see, okay, that you cannot provide much for your family.
Yep.
That was a trigger point. The other trigger point that I can go full time as an entrepreneur is my wife was employed.
Okay. There's someone.
There was an anchor. Okay.
Okay.
So we planned it. I told my wife, I'm going to resign from work, okay, and be a full time entrepreneur. But you also build your career in the advertising agency, which my wife did. Okay, she started as an account executive and then became supervisor, became group head, became vice president, and became president of a multinational advertising agency. So she did also wow. well in that career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the agreement. Sige, ang hirap ng buhay, you know, just for people to picture how hard it is. Pare, Ron.
Yep.
I always hide during the 15th and the 30th. Okay. Because kulang pambayad ko sa mga may inutangan ko.
Oh no.
Okay.
I know.
There was also a time that I had to use the exit just to avoid somebody because I owed that somebody.
Oh no. Okay?
You have to ask money or beg for money for the gatas or the milk of your baby at that time.
Oof.
Okay, so do you want that life?
Yeah.
I told myself, no. I will try to get out of that situation. So the trigger point is the psychological pain that you are experiencing. And then the other trigger point is the assurance that there will be an anchor, which is my wife's career. So that was really in the 90s. That was the decision. That was the factor I decided to go full time. But it took me a while. It was really a hard decision to be full time. Why? During the time, I asked my boss, okay, Mr. Wally Reyes, president of Lindas, I told him, sir, I'm going to resign because I'm going to put up a business. Okay. And he told me, can you please stay for at least 6 months because I have plans for you. I will promote you.
So I was torn.
I was really torn. You know, I was really torn between being an entrepreneur and getting that position. Imagine the youngest man of a multinational. So sabi niya, you're going to be the audiovisual director. Okay, you'll be managing, you know, 15 people under your wing.
Wow.
So Ron, sabi ko, wow, my dream was to have my own car park slot with my name on it. Sabi ko, ababaw. So, I talked to my partners, said, okay with you guys. I'll take on the weekend and the holidays, okay, for only 6 months. I don't want to burn bridges.
Of course.
Please, my boss. And for 6 months, ano nung ginagawa ko? Although minsan, sinasabi ko sa opisina, may shooting ako, pero andun ako sa tindahan.
Just pray that I don't go to Mega Mall or Vira Mall.
Again, that was the factor.
That is amazing. So, and that's the importance of having really great co-founders that understand, because if you were alone and if you didn't have the right partners around you, everything's going to be in your plate and that decision's going to be harder to take because now it's really A or B. You can't do both. Now, that's very amazing. And then let's take our first break and then we come back. Let's now talk about how you built the next empire. Tokyo Tempura is an amazing start already, but let's talk about that more after the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, I have a very, very exciting opportunity I want to share with you guys. If you're a B2B startup founder, listen up. Your ticket to growth is here. Introducing Impact 24, the Philippines' largest B2B SaaS challenge. Calling all startups in their pre-launch, pre-seed, or seed stages, this is your chance to accelerate your growth. Submit your pitch to Impact 24 and get ready for a 10-week intensive program to elevate your solution. What's in it for you? How about up to 500,000 pesos in MVP project support, exclusive credits from industry partners, personalized mentoring, and a shot to pitch at SaaSCon PH, the country's biggest SaaS conference this April. But yo, you gotta hurry up because submissions close on January 26, 2024 already. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your startup to new heights. Apply now at saaschallenge.ph. That's saaschallenge.ph. And good luck, and I'll see you guys in Impact 24.
And we're back in the break. We are still with George Winicky again. It's an amazing story who told us how he was able to again, build Potato Corner from the ground up with such high stakes. It's never easy to create a business when you're a breadwinner. I understand this fully. But one thing I did not have, which is I'm so amazed of, because I was a little stubborn because I wanted to be a solo founder. Now I thought there's going to be something special if you're just solo. But the more I realized, and I was started really young, I didn't have kids, still don't have kids. It's hard to do things alone. And one thing what I've learned is that business is a team sport. You cannot win alone, right? And you really can't call what you do a business if you don't involve and trust people that are also equally as talented or even better than you. And that's my first question that I wanted to ask. You've had three headstrong, amazing co-founders. If you didn't have the right chemistry in place, Potato Corner would not have made it to what it is, right? But I know it's not as easy as it looks because you guys are headstrong. You guys have, you know, pretty sure powerful personalities. You see things differently. But in the end, you made it work and we made it a real empire. Walk us through the dynamic of how it went from when you were just starting out and how you let everybody shine in their own right. Again, since it's a team sport. And if there are disagreements, how did you solve them?
Okay, Ron. Actually, Ron, it's not really a walk in the park.
Definitely not.
Yes, it has its own advantages to have right. partners, you know, you have a teammate. For us, it was quite hard because we were all young.
Yes.
You know, if you're young, you're very aggressive, you're very idealistic, and sometimes you don't want to hear no. You don't want the rejection mm-hmm. of your ideas. But we tried our best to really achieve the goal. Okay. Well, the formula of the success of that partnership was really looking at the goal. The end
the
game.
North Star.
Oh, the end game of this project, the purpose of this project, the purpose of putting up this business. And of course, there was really a disagreement, you know. I remember Danny Bermejo having a disagreement with Joe Magsaysay, you know. All of us, we all have our toyos, you know, our moods, you know. One thing nice about me is that I'm more the creative guy among the four. I love discovering things. I celebrate small victories. I'm very curious. So in terms of departments, I have my own world.
You came from the agency business. So naturally, that's easy for you.
Sila nagbabanggaan sila. Kasi I mean, operation guy from Wendy's, you know, sales guy from a trading, international trading firm. Mm-hmm. So sila, most of the time sila. But again, it was every time there was a disagreement, every time there's a misunderstanding, we all go back to the purpose. And the purpose makes us one again.
Yes.
And, as you said, is it okay to have a partner or to be alone? Okay. I went to both.
Okay.
I went to both. And I think if you're still young, I would suggest that you get a partner.
Yes, I agree. Totally.
If you're young. But you have, if you have gathered already a lot of wisdom, yes. a lot of experience, I think being alone is also okay.
Absolutely.
I am now alone and, you know, learning from all the mistakes in the past, all the conflicts in the past. You can now handle things as a single owner or single founder.
And a seasoned entrepreneur at that. Because one thing I did when I was starting out again, fresh off the gates, took up entrepreneurship in UST, solo founder. One thing that I really learned in retrospect, right, that it requires a lot of self-mastery as well, that you have to really identify your superpower as a founder. What are you irreplaceable with that when if you push comes to shove, you're the only guy who can get that job done? The rest you compensate by surrounding yourself with the right co-founders or the right employees, if you can afford to do that. And that requires a lot of self-mastery as you go along, right? And also a lot of humility to understand that, you know what, I cannot be the best in everything, but I can best on certain things that, regardless of any business, I'll be able to contribute well at that. For you, George, what do you think was your superpower that applied in Potato Corner that you're also still able to bring in with Tokyo Tempura when you were starting it out?
Well, actually, that's a nice, again, that's a nice question. My superpower is really my innovation mindset. Mm. My imagination, my creativity. Ron, hindi chamba ang paggawa ko ng konsepto ng Potato Corner.
Yep.
Because after Potato Corner, I was hired by a Chinese guy to help him conceptualize Waffle Time.
Oh, that was you too.
I'm sure you know Waffle Time.
Of course. Okay. I got along, because of those things.
I mean, for me, that's a second trophy I created. I'm like a painter. I just like to create and see them on the wall. You know, I see people eating French fries. I see the packaging of French fries in the trash can or on the table. It makes me really feel so proud. You know, people who buys Waffle Time, you know, and I see Waffle Time expanding, again, makes me very, very proud. Mm. After Waffle Time, I did also Tokyo Tempura in 2012. Okay. And every time I hear people talking about Tokyo Tempura, it gives me a certain feeling, a high feeling. God. And I didn't start and didn't stop in Tokyo Tempura. I'm pretty much sure you are familiar with Maxi Mango.
Of course, I love it.
Again,
merienda of the week. There you go.
Oh, diba? So those are the concept, and that is my strength: to innovate, to tweak, okay, and to launch a idea into reality.
Amazing, and so, that's in startup land we call that 0 to 1. Basically, how do you go from literally zero with just an idea to creating something, a product that's something that you can now go from 1 to 10 and 10 to 100, right? But if there's something that I really want to find out, so of course we all know the success story of Potato Corner, but we're here to talk about Tokyo Tempura. Were there things you did differently since you know now what it takes? And again, you've done it with Potato Corner. We've done it in Waffle Time to help someone out. But were there different things that you did differently when you started Tokyo Tempura that probably helped you accelerate faster? Because you already have the playbook, pretty much. What were those things?
Okay, Ron, as I said earlier, the driving force to success is pain. Okay, brothers and sisters, if you're listening, I will tell you already the question you're asking yourselves. I'm pretty much sure you're asking this question: why did you sell your share in Potato Corner? Okay. Yes, I must admit,
okay,
and be honest with you, it was a wrong decision.
Mm.
It was a wrong decision. It was based on emotional decision. Oh. You know, during that time, my mother died. After a year, my partner died.
Oh,
and
no.
We were also having conflict in the board at that time. So everything was not really nice to see.
Okay.
So I told myself, sige na, I'll cash in. But it was really a mistake. Maliit lang nakuha ko doon. Super late lang.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said to myself, I'm just going to teach entrepreneurship and share the wisdom, okay, of entrepreneurship to those people who needs wisdom.
Okay. Yeah.
So I dedicated myself to mentoring and creating Kali Negosyo, etc. Kaya lang, every time I talk in class, I always use the story of Potato Corner, which is my past.
Yeah.
So there was a missing link. So I'm not really practicing what I preach.
Makes sense.
I don't belong anymore to potato corn. I'm just in the beginning.
Right.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, Potato Corner came up with a news that they're going to the US.
Yep.
So mas masakit. Wow, shit. Okay. And then my son, I overheard them talking about Potato Corners in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Bakit binenta ni dad? Sayang.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron, it was really a sharp knife hitting your heart.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And, you know, I talked to them. Sabi ko, guys, listen to me. I promise you, we're going to build a concept that will be like Potato Corner. And you will be with me in this concept.
Got it.
Okay. So, they said, no, it's okay, Dad. Sorry, we were just talking about it. No, but I promise you. So, in 2012, I saw people, I observed the market. 2012, nag-umpisa yung mga buffet-buffet. Eh,
mm.
You know, I saw people eating okyo tempura. I saw people eating tempura.
Okay? Yep, the Japanese wave.
The Japanese, you know, the Filipino loves to eat tempura. But the problem is, I need to address their problem, their irritants. The irritants is, one, it's expensive. Number two, it's not available everywhere. Diba? So again, sabi ko, okay, if I can only address those irritants or wish lists of the market,
uh-uh,
I could probably create a winning concept.
Nice.
And I do believe among the four partners, I am a creator. And I can make things into reality. No matter what, okay? I will make things into reality.
Right.
Marami kang pera, ang dami-dami mong pera, but you don't use your imagination. Use this yung pera mo.
Right.
Okay? Lagay mo na lang sa mga patak-patak mo na lang kung anong investment yan. So again, sabi ko, I'm going to do an affordable tempura. So I did the research on the kind of shrimp, etc. I had people, I had my best friend chef created my own batter mix. So nice. We launched it in Santa Lucia. You know, but Ron, the first year of Toko Tempura was not a success.
Oof.
On the first year, I opened 10. On the second year, I had to close 5.
Ouch. So, were they all yours or franchisees also?
Those are mine. You know, 10 stores. At the end of 1 year, I had to close it. I had to close the 5. Okay. These are the stage you mix and match the market, looking for the right target for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then a miracle happened on the second year.
Okay. What's the miracle?
The miracle was an old friend of mine DM me on Facebook. And he told me, partner, I am so broke. My batchmate from the US is just sending me barias or money because I am broke.
Oh,
and
man,
I'd love to have your business, Toko Tempura.
Wow.
And I told him, do you have a site? Yes, I have a site in Marikina. My site now, my business now, selling vintage things, which my classmates are buying it for me in the US. And siniship nila dito.
Huh?
So, naghahanap ako ng basura, inaayos ko, and I sell them. But it's not every day people will buy. I don't have money to franchise your business. I told him, no, let's see each other tomorrow. I'll go to your place. The moment I saw the place, it was in the high traffic area. It was in Lilac. During that time, Lilac is becoming a food hub in Marikina. So I told him, I'll give you a free franchise. I'll take care of the counter. I'll take care of the equipment. It's all yours. So we opened. After 30 days, we opened the store and I introduced the first only tempura in the country.
Wow!
Sabi niya, pare, hindi, manulugi ako, only yan, etc. Pag nalugi ka, I'll take care of the lugi. Just allow me to test this because I always believe, you know, we should challenge all the assumptions.
Okay.
Okay? Hindi pa tayo nag-uumpisa, natatakot tayo, baka malugi, etc. Diba? Mm-hmm. Puro baka, baka. Parang yung sinasabi yan, baka. Pilipino, mahilig sa baka, kaya may high blood. Diba? So let's challenge the assumption and let's defy tradition. Mm-hmm. Defy na akin yan. So after opening, after 5 minutes, pare, it became a word of mouth. People started blogging it. Then, napika pa ng GMA na may Andy Tempura. And then, all of a sudden, you see lies. And then, you had to reinforce it with friars. You had to reinforce it with Barangay Tanod because it's causing traffic.
That's so amazing.
So, that was a miracle. After that, my other store sales went up. And then, here comes the entry of the food park era.
Wow.
Okay? Food park era. Every food park operator wants me in their food park. I became the flagship of the food park during that time because of my Anli.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, we were doing very well in the food park. Okay, on the middle of the first year of the year of the food park,
okay,
I had to think fast to bring my concept in the traditional location, which is the mall.
Yes.
It was a good move. Why? After 3 years, nawala yung food park.
Yep. Everything was gone.
Everything was gone. And I was in a mall already. My jumping board in creating the brand is the food parks. Mm-hmm. And then, Ron, you know, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17. Nagkaroon pa ako ng bonus. What is my bonus? Tokyo Tempura has won the most prestigious award in the Philippines, which is the Agora.
Amazing!
It was our dream in Potato Corner to win the Agora. Every year we were dreaming. And guess what? In 2017, I was surprised. It was a gift from God.
Great job. Amazing. Congratulations for that. But I wanted to ask, but these are all wins. But somewhere down within that stretch, in between wins, and I'm pretty sure you probably have this too. When you're winning, everything's good. But at the back of your mind, you get paranoid too. Wait, like, I know this is not going to be forever, right? During those times where they always say it, you don't repair the roof while it's raining, right? You repair when you're winning. And again, it shows now the type of moves you pretty much predicted that the food park era is going to be temporary, and you already made that move way ahead when the bubble burst. But were there second thoughts and doubts that you were battling with during that stretch, and how did you overcome those, even if you were winning?
Actually, Ron, every day, as you start your business, okay, as you make your idea into reality, there will be challenges along the way.
Yeah.
And you should really expect that already. It's not really a fun ride or a fun journey. Kasi nakikita kasi natin palagi the happy side of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also the dark side of entrepreneurship.
It's an iceberg.
No, there's also a dark side. The dark side is you're on your own.
Yep.
You have no more boss or superior to support you. You have to decide immediately, mm-hmm. and the accountability is all yours.
Yep.
And those are the package of being an entrepreneur.
Right.
Okay. You deal with different kind of people, corrupt people, bobo people, super intelligent people, you know, all-knowing people.
Yep.
You know, you deal with your employees,
right?
Emotional problems with your employees. You deal with abusive employees. You deal with, you know, kawatan employees. So dami nun.
Yeah.
And expect that those are the setbacks that you will encounter in making your dream business come true.
Yeah.
Kaya nga, Ron, I always create a culture of attitude of anticipation. attitude of anticipation. Ano ba yung attitude of anticipation? Attitude of anticipation to me is I visualize different scenarios. Okay? Why? Why do you have to do that? Because tayo mga tao, we get depressed, upset, and mad if yung expectation natin, hindi natin nakuha.
Right.
But if we set our minds with different expectation, okay, the impact of that is not really hard for us.
Got it. And that's true. Because again, at the end of the day, you're going to be able to adapt because you've already played it out in your mind that, okay, I've seen this coming. This is the worst case. Because one thing you can also not do as an entrepreneur, of course, you have to be optimistic. But you have to be, in a way, realistic that, you know, shit can hit the fan. And things can be totally 180 degrees from what you thought. And you need to be prepared for that scenario as well. Because if you only hope for the best and not expect the worst, then when that thing happens, it can literally be the end of your business and everything you've built prior to that, right? That's so it's really, really, really tough. But I'll talk about one thing that I'm very, very passionate about. And this is very personal. How did you change your leadership style, George, over the years? Because you said it earlier, potato corner, you were still a youngin, young 20-something, headstrong male. There's some ego involved, and I know that too, right? I've been in the game. I'm in my mid-30s. But the guy that I knew from before, my early mid-20s, totally different guy now, right? There's still things that apply that will never change, but the way I analyze and the way I make decision-making, it's a totally different guy. Like, oh my God, I was such an idiot before. And the way I led my team is totally different. How did you develop and what things change with the way you led your team? Considering that you had partners before and now you have your sons working with you. Did that evolve or what are the things that stayed the same?
First thing is that, again, Ron, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a priest. I think the difference now is not discovering that Jesus is with you.
Got it.
Making Jesus your cornerstone. You know, asking him for guidance, asking for signs if you're doing the right move.
Nice.
Nag-mellow. Because there's also God fear in God. So dati kasi wala, it's all you. It's all me.
Got it.
So selfish. So you become a tough leader, a ruthless leader. You forget about morality already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or moral thing. So ngayon kasi, there's a different thing.
Yeah.
Tama ba to? Is it accordance to God? Nakakasakit ba ng tao to?
Mm-hmm.
Nakakaisa ba ng tao to?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, doon nakaangkla yung leadership. And that was change. I'm pretty much sure people who will hear me, who knows me, magugulat sila, pero hindi ka naman ganyan dati.
Yes.
So, I think, you know, guys, at age 54, you should mellow already. Because, you know, swerte ka na if you live 55, 60. Okay? That's a bonus already.
Yeah.
You know, all my batchmates are all dying. You know?
Oh no!
So you have to be a leader. That you have to be a leader. Na may kasamang legacy and learning.
Of course, right. And so you leave an indelible mark. Sorry, go ahead.
I think Ron, yun eh. That's the biggest change. Okay, and I think also, being a leader also is really not scaring your people to respect you. It's showing them. I always tell people, I am not a rider. I'm a doer.
Right.
They need to see you doing things for them.
Yeah.
Ayoko lang, hindi rin ako armchair leader. Okay. So, let's do this. Okay. Let's discuss the mistake and learn from the mistake. And then let's create a resolution together. That is my style of leadership.
Got it.
And that's showing, not telling. Because at the end of the day, especially in the in a world now, right, where this new generation has different, you know, aspirations, different ways of upbringing, you have to adapt that leadership style. Where back then, if you use the, you know, the iron fist approach, that can probably come in because kids are raised differently. They're probably raised being whipped by a belt or by a walis. Now it's totally different, right? And in order for you to reach this that success that you want to do, you have to adapt your leadership style also with your personnel. Because you're, you know, it's totally different. These are digital natives and whatnot, but you all, if you stay constant in your leadership style without adapting things, there are always going to be things that are going to stay there forever, right? Like, for example, how you can be, how you became a visionary, that will always be there, right? How you become a great motivator, but the rest should be fluid, not rigid in terms of what it is. Okay, last few questions before we take our last break. Let's talk about the core of what made Tokyo Tempura scale, especially as a franchise, because you didn't go for, again, it's not Chamba. You did it three times now. But what helped you build a great franchise that people can invest in? I just want to know the specifics of what makes a good franchise, especially in the realm of Tokyo Tempura.
Okay. For Tokyo Tempura, I think one of the key factor is my track record.
Yep.
As a creator.
Yep.
They look forward or what's new with you. Okay. Because of Potato Corner, Full Time, Maxi Mango. The other one is the experience.
Yep.
The experience that I have. Siyempre, kung if you want to franchise a business model, you may want to also to investigate the founder. Right. Is he really into it? You know, mm-hmm. Being into franchising for almost 38 years, so I think safe ako sa concepto ni George.
Right.
And my secret to make it, to expand it rapidly was I control my grid. I call it control grid.
Okay.
Okay. Controlin natin yung kasupangan natin. So, what I did in the early stage of Tokyo Tempura is I gave out franchise to friends without franchise fee.
What?
Yes. I did that. You want a business? Just pay for the cart and the equipment.
Oh my gosh.
So that was the secret. It's like Nike shoes, remember?
Right.
They don't have money. They don't have money for ads. They don't have money for endorsers. What they did is they gave the shoes to all the athletes for free. Okay. And let them promote. Okay. So my friends and relatives who wanted a franchise Tokyo Tempura became my influencer, my ambassador, and at the same time, distribution channel, and they helped us build the brand.
Amazing.
So when we were 15 pre-franchise, okay, people started calling our office, and that was the time we offered a franchise that has a franchise fee.
Wow. Okay, that's
and
amazing.
Ron, tell you in 2021,
okay,
2021, last year, we did offer also no franchise fee for all the displaced employees, workers in the Philippines. And we were able to open 30, okay, no franchise, we call it recovery franchise, in 2021.
What?
Yes. How crazy. 2020,
wow.
Some of our outlets were closed. So I need a strategy to reopen it.
It's amazing.
Okay. So mamigay ka. Mamigay ka ng franchise. Go, go, go. Bigay mo.
That's great. All right. Now let's take our last break. And when we come back, let's talk about, again, the pandemic hurt us all. And I want to find out how you made it through the rain. And again, eventually, Ben, to come up to bounce back. But let's talk about that more after the break.
Hey Hustlers, it's time to talk business once again, and we're excited to share a bit more info about our sponsor, Sprout Solutions. And again, just like what I said at the start of the episode, you should check out Sprout's Payroll Starter as you grow your own startup. Because this bundle that they have is literally what you need to take your startup to the next level as you grow your employees. And this bundle is your key to freedom, including payroll outsourcing to experts, a subscription to timekeeping and attendance software, and government compliance services. Sprout's Payroll Starter has you covered for payroll, BIR, SSS, and taxes. All the stuff that no founder loves to do. So let Sprout handle the busy work and say goodbye to lines and tax payment stress. All this for as low as 5,000 pesos. Again, that's just 5,000 pesos all in for your payroll and HR needs. So visit sprout.ph payroll-starter-monthly-5k, or again, just click the link in the description box of this episode to elevate your business management game. And again, big thank you to Sprout Solutions, liberating your time for what truly matters. Hey Hustlers, wish there was an easy way to open a bank account and grow your money without the hassle of lengthy application process and income documents? Well, I got good news, because today's sponsor, Uno Digital Bank, is here to help you achieve your financial goals. You can easily open an account with the Uno app in just 5 minutes and one valid ID. And as one of the 6 digital banks licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, the company is committed to providing customers with simpler, better, and more accessible banking. Last year, Uno Bank was recognized by the Asia Banking and Finance Awards and bagged the title Open Banking Initiative of the Year due to the success of its partnership with GCash, one of the Philippines' leading mobile wallet platforms. And with the Uno mobile app, you can access an hashtag Uno Ready Savings account and enjoy daily interest crediting. With their hashtag Uno Earn or hashtag Uno Boost Time Deposit accounts, you can enjoy a high interest rate of up to 6.5% per annum. Enjoy monthly payouts with hashtag Uno Earn and flexible tenors with hashtag Uno Boost. Other app features include pay bills, the Uno Virtual Debit MasterCard, life insurance, scan and pay with QRPH, and phones. And the one thing that I really love about Uno Digital Bank is they're open to collaborate with a lot of Filipino startups. I've had a chance to see the partnerships that they've had lined up with the startups that they have, and it's truly exciting to see how a digital bank like Uno can enable startups to unlock the power of fintech through digital banking. So if you're ready to elevate your banking experience, download the Uno mobile app today from the Google Play Store or App Store. Or if you want to collaborate with them, I'll be happy to give you an intro. Just shoot us an email at hello@huffleshare.com. Hey Hustlers, I hope you're having a great 2024 so far. As you know, a lot of startups had a very challenging 2023, and hopefully things are going to do better this year for a lot of us. Not just because it's the year of the dragon, but also because our sponsor, Dragon Pay, is here to help your startups process payments in the most efficient way. Established in 2010, Dragon Pay empowers businesses of all sizes to accept and disburse payments through secure and convenient channels, giving your customers the flexibility to choose the payment method that suits them best. With over 85 partner channels, 35,000 partner branches nationwide, including QRPH, e-wallets, crypto, buy now, pay later, and many more. They also process an astonishing 15 million transactions processed globally each month. Dragon Pay is your trusted choice for online payments. And here's something to show you how legit Dragon Pay is. Dragon Pay was named FinTech of the Year at last year's Philippine FinTech Festival in 2023. So let's make 2024 extra prosperous for you and your startup in this year of the dragon. For more details, head on over to dragonpay.ph. That's dragonpay.ph. Trust the pioneer. Trust Dragon Pay. And we're back from the break. We are still with George Vinicky, who then told us an amazing story of how they were able to create Tokyo Tempura and scale. But again, there's an elephant in the room, because we're still on the tail end now of the pandemic. But again, if you had displaced employees, you had free franchises given away. But I'm pretty sure that's not the only thing that made you stay afloat. There's a secret sauce. Was there a secret sauce, or were there certain things that really helped you stay afloat? Because a lot of companies went belly up. And it's a sad thing, because a lot of
I'm a foodie. I love eating, right? Unless the restaurant that I like, it's either closed out or really lost a lot of their thing. And especially in F&B, it's hard. For you guys, what are the things that help you stay afloat?
Well, we March 2020, we got the news that the whole Philippines will go in a lockdown.
Yep.
We don't even know the true meaning of lockdown at that time.
Yeah.
We were all in the state of shock.
Right.
Some are crying. Some are in denial.
Yeah.
Some are drinking every night. Okay. Some does not want to get out of their rooms. And they're all scared. They're all scared. Actually, I'm not accepted in that situation.
Yeah.
But one thing we did was to stay calm. Mm. To stay calm and to be silent for a while.
Mm.
Because you need to remove all the fearful thoughts in your mind.
Yeah.
Ron, how can you think if there's a lot of thoughts in your mind?
Yeah.
Magsasara na to, wala akong pambayad ng tao ko, oh my right. God, all my savings. How can you conceptualize a survival plan if your mind are clogged? So first thing I did was to stay silent. It's also in the Bible, okay, Job. You know, you have to stay calm and stay still. Okay.
Mm.
Remove unwanted, unnecessary thoughts in your mind.
Mm.
After doing that, if your mind is already okay, we had to do reconfiguration. Mm. So I had to reconfigure myself. Okay. It's a different George now. You're not the mascot anymore. You're not the big boss anymore. You yep. now become a soldier again.
Wow.
You must adapt your startup mindset again.
Yep.
What is our startup mindset? Our startup mindset is everything will be tough, everything will be a challenge, and make sure and be ready to face mistakes and failures.
Right.
And quickly recover from this. So be silent, reconfigure yourself, and reconfigure your company.
Of course.
Okay? By reconfiguring your team, look at their strong points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Look at their strong points. Okay? Their strong points, their core talent. Rediscover your employees and assign them to the new tasks that you're thinking.
Yeah.
After reconfiguring your team, you reconfigure your product.
Right.
So what we did, okay, was to create an online selling of our raw material. We were the first one to introduce the do-it-yourself Tokyo Tempura kit.
Nice.
We were selling it at 900 pesos with 100 pieces of shrimp with the butter mix and everything. Okay. And as we reconfigure the concept of selling it online, pare, it became a tool for celebration.
Wow.
Because during the pandemic, you cannot celebrate birthdays, anniversaries.
Yeah.
Pare, and you need an activity to bond with your family.
Right.
The Tokyo Tempura do-it-yourself became a tool of celebration and bonding. Nagko-contest pa sila, magandang Tokyo Tempura, etc. It became a centerpiece of their celebration in their houses.
Yep.
And then, of course, other companies started copying the system. You know, McDonald's started selling also frozen patties, Jollibee's, yep. frozen patties. Potato Corner started selling also. So,
yes.
This is the secret formula we did. Okay? Be silent. Remove unnecessary thoughts in your mind. Reconfigure yourself. Reconfigure your people. Reconfigure your product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, move forward already.
Right. But is there any tool that you use that help you also become online? Because again, this is one of what, when a lot of the companies that when the lockdowns happened got flat-footed because they didn't have the infra to go online right away, right? And that's the only way back then. Was there anything that you guys used to really help you bridge that gap very quickly? Because you had the products, but how are you going to sell if you're not online?
Oh, actually, it's really part of our reconfiguring the company. Part of the strategy is to go online.
Mm.
And one of the big factor or biggest important tool that we use is our connectivity to our customer.
Nice.
That was our lifeline. That was our life vest because connectivity gave us cash flow. When we did launch on the first days of our do-it-yourself Tokyo Tempura kits, we were able to make 35,000 sales on the first day.
What?
Wow. So I owe it to our connectivity. Nasabihin ko na ako, anong brand yun?
Of course.
PLDT Ka-Ascenso. Okay?
There
you
go.
And, you know, my commissary is really powered by PLDT Ka-Ascenso since 12 years ago.
So amazing.
Since 12 years ago. So, swerte lang kami that we have that. And then, Ron, as a backup for my people, since everybody was working from their own houses, I had to invest also some connectivity equipment to them so that we will stay together as we survive the pandemic at that time. So, it's really connectivity.
Yeah, and especially in this day and age where, you know, it's not really going to go back to fully what it was pre-pandemic. It's a hybrid environment. That connectivity is still going to be very, very essential in really getting rich. Because again, you know how the pandemic boosted all these ordering behaviors. That's now, you know, if people are hungry, they go to their favorite app, they order, they download, and they get things done. And of course, if your store is not empowered with that, then it's going to be hella hard for you to bridge that gap.
That's true. Actually, Ron, to add to that, no, before the pandemic, connectivity to us is just an entertainment thing. if you're going to look at it and analyze it, before the pandemic, you only be connected to check your email and to browse Facebook.
Right.
During the pandemic, it became
TikTok.
Reverse it. 80% now is business.
Yes.
You know, 20%, 30% or 20% is entertainment.
Of course. That's amazing. All right. Let me ask you a couple of advice before we let you go. Because again, we went a little over time. But at this day and age now, George, I want to understand, you've done it 3 times. And I remember watching one of your videos that success, you said, is relative. Right. Some people have very, very different definitions of success. And I'm pretty sure a lot of what you wanted in life, you've pretty much gotten it already. But how do you still stay motivated at this day and age at 54, given all the accolades, the awards, the achievements that you've gotten? How do you still keep pressing on and have your pedal to the metal?
Well, Ron, I think it's staying focus on your life mission and your purpose.
Mm.
I think that drives me to stay motivated.
Yeah.
Ron, when God gave me a second chance to have a company, Tokyo Tempura, I promised Him that I will repay Him by doing mentoring, by doing coaching, by sharing all the wisdom that I have. Ron, I have no degree in Harvard.
Yep.
I have no degree in Harvard. I did not take up master's in aid. But all the failures and the success that I have in my first 7 years, I always share it with them.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Ron, alam mo ba, Ron, meron akong Kali Negosyo. Kali Negosyo, it's a private movement or company that teaches entrepreneurship, who wants to learn entrepreneurship. And this is free. And this is, it runs for 6 months. And this is my purpose. My purpose is really to build more entrepreneurs in this country and to guide them and to lend them the roadmap. The map that I will lend to them may not be a successful map for them because, you know, the terrain changes, no?
Yeah.
But at least it gives them the heads up, okay? And make them prepare on their journey.
Absolutely. Amazing. Now, a couple more, last two questions. You now have heirs, right? And again, I'm pretty sure a lot of what you, that motivates you is paying it forward. And your teammates are your beloved children, right? In getting this done. But how do you groom them, especially in business where, you know, where heirs and then the second generation comes in? They have a different point of view, of course. They've seen you hustle. They've seen you go from 0 to 1. They're coming from 1 to 10, 10 to 100. But how do you make that dynamic work? It's considering that eventually we know that they're going to be taking over the empire that you built.
Well, by showing them good example, Ron. Yes. How you treat your people, you know, how you run the business, you know, being there in ground zero. I think that's a good example to them.
Got it.
That they have to do. Of course, hindi naman madali yun when they started joining me. You know, I can hear some complaint from my eldest. They don't listen to me. They don't respect me that.
Okay. Yeah.
But I always tell them, in order for them to respect you, is you have to build first a reputation na parang ikaw sila. You have to make your hands dirty. You must go to the battlefield, okay, for them to respect you. I think that's very basic, anak. All the things that you will learn from here is easy already. But the first thing that you have to do is to have all the respect. Okay? Do not show them that you're the son of the founder.
Yep. You're not the CEO.
They're not the CEO. Okay. Show them that you are a fellow employee like them.
Got it. That's amazing. But how do you start letting them also put in their own creativity? Because your dad's creative, I'm pretty sure that passes on, right? And how do you not prevent them from, you know, being scared? Just again, some I've seen examples where there's a ceiling lang of what they can do. How do you make that dynamic work? That they also get to put their imprint on the business once they've already earned the respect of the people.
Well, the benefit and the privilege of owning your company is that you can experiment.
Yes.
So I allow them to experiment.
Nice.
And when they fail, I tell them to learn from their failures.
Right.
So experiment, I think for me, is the best way to test a plan.
Yeah.
An experiment will remain as an plan if you don't implement them.
Correct.
You know, Ron, I hate square people.
Mm-hmm. What is a square person?
Square person is always analyzing things. You know, analysis.
Yes.
Ang daming validation, etc. The real validation is when you experiment that. Then the real learning is when you launch that. You know? Yep. Mm-hmm. So, ako, I tell, if you have an idea, support your idea, fund your idea, and then implement your idea, finish your idea. If it fails, learn from it.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to launch another experiment.
Exactly.
Because you will never know, okay, the outcome of something if you don't launch it. The real test of a good concept, of a good project, is the actual implementation. You know, a lot of people are congratulating me with my new concept, Chicken George. Yay, congratulations! Another winner, you know, winning concept. So thank you so much for the confidence. Pero hindi pa. This is just the start of the journey. Okay, the first victory in launching a business is making your business into reality. Now, the second, okay, the second fight now, or the challenge, is making it afloat. Ito na yung frustration. Yep. Frustration will come in. The hard part. Market, et cetera, the hard part. I always tell them, don't be afraid to try things.
That's amazing. All right, last question. And I only ask this question for special guests like you. George, if I lent you the whole Hustle Share time machine again and talk to yourself when you were just about to talk to your, before you even talk to the guy that allowed you to understand the flavored popcorn concept, what would be your advice to ad agency George, who was struggling, you know, who was trying to go to the fire exit, to ditch some of the things because again times were hard. What would be your advice to yourself, knowing what you know now?
Hirap yan, Ron.
It's okay. We have time, but again,
my advice prior to potato corner is pursue your dream. You have to see clearly your dream. Okay, your plans, and you have to believe in yourself. Okay, and then at the same time, you have to act on it. If I'm going to go back to pre-potato corner, yes, I'm having a hard time. Yes, it's painful what I'm experiencing now. But hey, I have a dream. My dream is to be an entrepreneur. My dream is to put up a business. And at the time, okay, my dream is not so clear. Okay, that's why medyo nagkaroon ng delay. So my advice is really, you must see your dream clearly. Number two, and you must believe in yourself that you can achieve your dream. And you must act on it. Okay. Kasi after the shooting, after meeting the popcorn guy, I did not stop anymore in pursuing my dream. I act on it. Inaanap ko, nag-research kagad ako how to do it. Mm. So Ron, my advice is you must see your dream clearly, you must believe in yourself, and you must act on it in order for you to achieve your dream.
That is amazing! That's such a
great moment.
Again, that's what we do here in Hustle Share. But again, thanks so much for having such an amazing episode. But again, before I let you go, George, if people want to franchise, they want to work with you in whatever private concept, where do they go and how do they do that?
Okay, just PM us, give us a private message in our Facebook, Tokyo Tempura Facebook, and we will reply to you immediately. If you want a franchise, yes, we are open. We have available space. Just give us a PM and we will offer you a space.
That is amazing. Again, George, thank you very much. But before I let you go, follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any type of podcast that you listen to or podcast. And if you see a 5-star rating, give us a 5-star, just like what the guys look for, because so that we can keep doing great content like this. And again, if we did say some jargon, it's going to be the show notes on hustleshare.com. And lastly, if you want to be part of our community, it's going to be Hustle Share Community on Facebook. Again, George, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ron. Nice meeting you.
I
collaborate in some of our projects.
Over tempura, for sure. I will eat a lot of your food. All right. And again,
please,
George,
PM me your address.
Okay.
I'll send you tempura today for lunch. Kaya pa.
Okay, game. Thank you so much. And again,
George, I need your address, huh?
Okay, I will PM you very soon, right after this, on LinkedIn. Okay, all right. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.